Perfect. Okay. Vahid, Shamani, if you're ready, please start sharing your screen. And Vahid will
Okay.
be talking about metric perturbations to Kerr black hole in suitable gauges.
First of all, thanks for having me. I'm way too money. This talk is the first part of a joint work with Peter Zimmermann, Stephen Green, Stefan Holland, my supervisor, Adam Pound, and Andrew Spears. As a part of an attempt to formulate the second order self-force approach in Kerr background, I will explain the preliminaries and methods developed by us recently to bring the metric perturbation to suitable gauges. Then Peter comes after me and explains the implementation of a functional scheme based on these gauges. So, in self-force calculations, we effectively derive the solutions to linearization equation by handling the point source singularities. So fortunately, we can reconstruct the metric perturbation from the Hertz potential, and the Hertz potential in turn is given by a fourth order ODE from the zero component of the Y tensor, which is obtained from the Tsiolkovsky equation. This reconstruction is known as the ORIS and is based on the work by Shranovsky, Cohen, and Kikulis, also known as CCK. Sorry. So this method results in a metric perturbation in radiation gauge. It contains a string-like singularity, unfortunately, and it doesn't also decay fast enough as R goes to infinity, in spatial infinity. So, and only works in a vacuum part of spacetime. This singularity, this string-like singularity specifically, is problematic in surface calculations. So, however, we can also trade off this string-like singularity with a singularity on the sphere of the source through the so-called no string gauge by gluing two smooth reconstructed form solutions together. This sphere singularity is fine for the first order self-force calculations, but it makes the second order source ill-defined as a distribution. This problem can be treated by applying a puncture scheme if we can perform a passage to no string gauge also in a region with a distributed source. So therefore, we try to address this issue in this work based on a metric reconstruction method by Green, Hollands, and Zimmermann, hence known as GHCs. So that's how we called it. They showed that the metric perturbation is obtained by a Hertz potential after taking the so-called corrector part out. The main advantage of this reconstruction is that the resulting metric perturbation is also valid inside the source. In fact, we basically have shown how to bring the output of the GHC from the radiation gauge to either the Lorentz gauge or the no string gauge, so that there will remain neither singularity issues away from the source nor decay issue. In this talk, I will just explain the passage to no string gauge and not the other. So, as a framework, we have adopted the formalism introduced by Grotefeld and Penrose in the 70s. This method is, in fact, a formalism with a null tetrads L, N, M, and M bar. It also consists of the directional derivatives along these tetrads, namely Thorn, Thorn prime, F, and F prime. It also consists of some background-related scalars, such as the components of the Weyl tensor and the optical scalars, rho, tau, etc. This formalism, combined with the algebraically special properties of Kerr, provides us many simplifications while it keeps the frame and coordinate invariance in our formulas. Hence, it is very useful. We are really interested in this formalism. That's handy. We also took advantage of the Hertz formalism on top of the GHP. It provides a relation between the GHP materials and the R-independent Hertz derivatives and scalars. These R-independent scalars are shown by circle and tilde for the derivatives. Interestingly, health formalism also keeps the frame and coordinates invariants while it does the job of the radial expansion in a natural way, and is therefore superior for radial expansion. So now the GHC reconstruction. So we know since the 70s that these ansatz were, I mean, together with this constraint in the Hertz potential phi, solves the linearized Einstein equation. But unfortunately, this method doesn't work for the generic source. Here comes the GHC method. In this method, one first gets the components of the corrector by corrector potential by some integrations along the L tetrad, and gets the these components, namely XMM bar, NM, and components of the corrector potential by these ODEs, then gets C0 from this equation, which is also known as Tarkovsky equation, and successively has potential from C0 by this fourth order ODE. And finally, this ansatz here shown that Green, Holland, and Zimmerman showed that this ansatz finally solves the sourced Einstein equation also inside the source region, in contrast with the Tarkovsky one, the CCK ORIS one. So as an example for the mentioned ODEs here, the second order ODE can give the XMM bar from the LL component of the energy momentum tensor. I should also mention that the step 2 and 3 are in fact just the ORI-CCK method. So by integrating the ODEs I mentioned earlier, the corrector potential gets this nice form, which is basically a rational function of rho and rho bar. This helps us later to break down our equations in a pure Held form. Here, the Held-like quantities A naught, B naught, C naught, etc., are integration constants of that ODEs I mentioned earlier, and are also R independent, and they can also be achieved through these integrals from the source. So, but as I mentioned before, there are some issues with not only this method, but also radiation gauge in general, as people have shown. I mean, for example, Pound, Merlin, Barrick have shown that this string-like singularity is present in every complete solution of the complete solution of linearization equation within radiation gauge. And also there's also the other flaw that this metric perturbation resulted from this reconstruction method has a linear divergence as r's go to infinity toward the square plus. So to avoid this problematic disadvantages, we introduced a method for passage to no string gauge by adding a gauge to the metric perturbation. After this passage, the result is metric perturbation with reconstructed form outside the source region that vanishes in infinity and also has this kind of string singularity only inside the source region. So in this algorithm, the gauge transform C is constructed from the Held-like quantities CL0, CN0, and CM0. So to determine these quantities, we firstly determine A0, B0, C0, etc. From the source by some integrals. Then we specify the CL0, CN0, CM0 one after the other by these ODEs here. So here, Thorn tilde prime, which is the cousin of the Thorn F operators in GH present in GHP. So this torrenting tilde prime is basically a time derivative. So the first equation can be solved by a Fourier transform, and one can get the xn naught. Thank you. And then we can substitute it in the second one and get the xn naught by another Fourier transform. And then we can substitute both in the third one. And third one is just basically an algebraic equation. Then we can simply get xl naught. That's straightforward. So, of course, in case of the Schwarzschild, this set of equations is purely algebraic by an expansion in spherical harmonics. So, sorry. And we can get a purely algebraic equation by this kind of expansions. So finally, the gauge transform in question is formed by xn naught, and xm naught in outer region, and then x is zero in the inner region, and it should be also interpolated in the source region in between so that it matches the outer and inner regions on the boundaries. So to conclude, I reviewed the GHP and the Hilbertism and also showed the notation and the main advantages of them. I reviewed a slightly different version of the GHC in combination with the ORIS method, and presented our recent results, namely the algorithm for passage to no string gauge, and explained how this gauge transform can be achieved both outside and inside the source region. And we in fact also invented a method to bring the output of the GHC from the radiation gauge to Lorentz gauge, which I didn't explain. But I suppose a quick review of this together with a reconstruction method to deliver the metric perturbation directed in Lorentz gauge will be presented in Stephens later today. So and finally, thank you for your attention.
Thanks very much, Rahid, for the nice talk. Nice to see a review of those things. Does anyone have any questions for Rahid? Not seeing anything. If not, I have a quick question. I'm not too familiar with the no string gauges, and with the self-force calculations, we kind of have been focused a lot on Lorentz gauge. So I just wondered if you could talk more about how the where the no string gauge then might come in future.
As I explained, in some point in the slides, as a result of the work by Pound, Melvin, and Barak, they basically showed that metric perturbation in a radiation gauge have a string-like singularity in shadow of the source, point-like source. So this no string gauge is basically constructed by doing some gauge transformation, which at the end produces we can produce a solution without this kind of string-like singularity in each part by choosing a suitable boundary condition. We can put the string-like singularity on the other half, and we basically can form a half solution, a solution in which that there's no string-like singularity in the half part of space-time in each side. Once in the outer region and once in the inner region, and then glue these two together and form this no string gauge. Maybe Adam can explain it in a better language, in better words.
So unfortunately, we're running out of time for questions, so I might say, Adam, if you want to comment in the chat or the Slack, but thanks very much.